Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Yes, welcome. This is where you just get to get something off your chest. I mean, I've got a list of grievances as long as your arm today of things I'd like to get off my chest. But I just want to say, like, our producer, Tom Birmingham, I told him something before. It was hilariously funny. People couldn't stand up after I said it. And after I said it, he said, lol. I mean, he'd be at the Broncos gender reveal night, wouldn't he? The Broncos Tupperware party. Lol. Who says lol? An 8-year-old girl. What are you, in year 7? Anyway, that's my I Call BS. What about you, Paul?
Look, I want to call against the Broncos. Surprise, surprise. Not for the gender reveal. I want to talk about a club that's just such, it's so off the mark at the moment that after the game on Thursday night, after the gender reveal, fans in their disgust at the way the club has performed this season started tossing wooden spoons onto the ground.
Yep.
To protest or to reveal their protest about what's happened. And rather than someone from the club of any standing, like the CEO or even the players, they sent out one of the blokes, the all-round good blokes at the club, a bloke called Matthew Middleton, who's been around the club forever, as the odd job bloke. Whatever's needed to be done, he'll do. This is one job he shouldn't have been asked to do.
Yeah.
He's been at the club for the best part of 30 years. He's been there amongst all the great years. And they sent him out to pick up the wooden spoon while they all sat in there celebrating the pink bomb.
Yeah, disgraceful. It's just
disgraceful. Yeah. And seriously, at some point this club needs to figure out what it looks like to be a professional football club.
Mm.
They have lost their way so badly, and it should have begun. I know it would have been a bit of a stunt, but it should have begun. With the players being sent out to pick up the spoons. Mm.
Okay. Someone like Paul, I did see that as well, and Matty's been there, and I think when Darren Lockyer retired, he wrote that he was in the top 5 people. He was a guy that started, he used to do our fan mail, he started up doing all the odd jobs up in the head office, you know, and then now he's like the gear steward, Matty. He's the loveliest fella, and every club needs a guy like Matty, because he will do anything, but that's not his job.
And that's one thing he should never have been asked to do.
No. But do you know what should happen? Because he filled it. I don't know how many was there. I think he picked up about 60, but I lost count because I took my shoes off and only got to 10. But I reckon he was picking them up for a while. They should maybe get a bit of concrete, stick a few in, and sit it in the club somewhere.
Mm.
You know, just so you walk past, you know, what can happen.
Yeah.
You know, or just show that footage of.
I tell you where they should put it. They should put it in that little doorway between their luxurious dressing rooms and the training field.
Yeah.
Just to remind them how hard they need to work to avoid it again.
Or give every player 2 of them, and every time they toss a salad, they'll think about how they won the wooden spoon, the first one for the Broncos. And now, Hoops, would you like to call BS on anything, you imposter?
You tossing salads, Anthony?
Not
anymore. It's always interesting whenever you're tossing salads. So, I'm going to call BS, Anthony, on your very good self once again.
We want
to talk about gender revealing. Mm. Once again, you've written a check that your body can't cash.
Yeah.
You are the king of cash.
But he's getting surgery to correct that.
Well, perhaps. But this is it. You never, whether it was the Roosters cheerleader bet, you did come through on the grand final. I'll grant you that. Mm, you did sing Advance Australia Fair at the grand final. Mm. I was there, witnessed it, and enjoyed it, as did a lot of the fans who were present on the day. But this one, the Gold Coast Titans, it was an insult. You were taking the mickey out of the club, and it's come back to bite you.
Right. Well, it hasn't really, because we'll hear. When can we hear the actual real audio? Have you got it? Have you? Felix is out.
Oh, here we go. This has been doctored.
Let's have a listen
just
to the real audio.
Who's listening, this is doctored.
This is what actually did happen. I tell you what, if they win 5 in a row, don't worry about breast implants. I'll get a sex change. No, I won't. I'm so
straight away.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right, boys, we'll take a break.
Yeah, you might have heard me say I'm just kidding about a dozen times in there.
Well, and see, that's the doctor. That's
no,
the doctor.
That's nonsense. That's nonsense, right?
Anthony, you've been in here all day working.
How could I do
that? You can't even let me, especially.
Look, I'm not going down this road. We've got to take a break. You are all idiots, and that's why I'm pulling the pin on this nonsense after the grand final. You'll have to get some other palooka to put up with your garbage.
So that's the end of you.
That's
all
it.
Done.
That's done.
This
I'm
is
done.
The retirement.
This is it. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Of divine
you
maroon.
Blokes will have to beg me to come back. Let's take a break. It's Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.